This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Baseball Spo.
Oh, yeah. The man is in the house. His name is Adam Spillane. We like to call him Baseball Spo. He got some basketball to him, too. Don't miss it. But Adam Spillane joins us in the loop. Spo, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing quite well. I was just asking you in the break because so many people are texting in based on our question of the day. What was the time that you got kicked out of a place? And it seemed I did kind of think of... Spo's a good law-abiding citizen. I don't know that he would have gotten thrown out of a place, but you haven't been kicked out of anywhere.
There probably a couple times, just
like shrapnel from your friends.
There was one time maybe in Missoula where I was talking to a bouncer, and you know I was surrounded by baseball players. Mm-hmm. I knew we were going to have my back, so that kind of, you know, you change a little bit when that happens.
You're puffing out a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you know who I am?
That's really the one I can think of.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. A lot of them keep coming in. I'll see if I could sprinkle those in during the course of the show. One of the ones that I felt the strongest about, because I really have been kind of judgmental. I'm like, oh, you earned that one. But the one that I definitely think this person should be vindicated on. They said that them and their mother got kicked out of Foley's when they were like 7 or 8. Because they were hanging out in the middle of those like kind of rounders of clothes and knocked one over and then dominoed like 7 over. And I'm like, that's what you're supposed to do as a kid in Foley's.
What every kid does.
In any department store, that's what kids do.
Every kid goes and runs through those aisles of clothes.
Another reason why kids should just be left at home.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. So we start with that take, that kids are not to be seen in public society. And let's see if we get some more
out of Spo. Welcome to the Adam Spillane experience.
All right, Spo. I want to go to the Rockets here. And one of the questions that I've been kind of asking is, what is the right way to use Reed Sheppard? Because it feels like, obviously, he has become the de facto second, or maybe not even de facto, the second ball handler on this team. But thinking about how great Jalen Green has been knocking down threes and how much that's necessary because there's not a lot of other shooting, I'm like, is that the best way of using Reed Sheppard, having him have to focus on ball handling and distributing and getting other people involved when you really desperately need his shooting?
Well, right now, he seems to have fallen out of the rotation altogether. I mean, you look just minutes-wise, 16 minutes the first game.
That's five at one point?
13 the second game, 6 the third game, and then only three. Against the Spurs. And really, they just, you know, so he was one of the first two guys that was coming into the game for them, coming in off the bench the first couple of games. And now, you know, that 3 minutes came towards the end of the first half where it almost felt like they just wanted to get him out there. So it doesn't feel like he's a secondary ball handler at all. I think they have wanted to do it both ways when he has played. It's been off the ball with Fred VanVleet or with one of the other guards, and then he would start the second quarter with Cam Whitmore as the primary ball handler. That obviously has kind of fallen off here in the last couple of games. We'll have to wait and see how that works. But I think the problem for Reed Sheppard so far has been, and I brought this up with Udoka after the first game. He played 16 minutes that first game. He took 1-3. To me, when he's only taking 1-3, that's kind of wasting his skill set. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Udoka said in response to that was, well, he had opportunities for others. First of all, we have to do a better job of screening for him. Mm-hmm. We have to do a better job of that. But also, when he gets the ball, he has to be ready to shoot. And I think that one of the things that you're seeing from him is that he's not quite ready to shoot yet, just because it's like in football where, as a running back, those holes in college are a whole lot bigger and they stay open a lot longer. Once you get to the NFL, those holes are smaller and they close up real quick. For a shooter in the NBA, you might be open, but defenders are so athletic and so long that that airspace gets closed up really fast on you. So he's got to learn how to be able to get his shot off a little bit quicker.
Well, my thing with him is more so, this is like, did we have different, you know, unrealistic expectations? This is what happens. Yeah. This is what happens with especially, you know, point guards that are not the biggest guys in the world. Like, I'm not worried about him. Like, I think it'll ramp up. Like, by the end of the year, he'll be doing more of that.
Yeah, no, listen, being a rookie in the NBA is hard.
Yeah.
Like, this is the best league in the world for a reason, and it takes time to be able to get settled in and understand just, like, how good the competition actually is. He's getting picked on defensively, and he's always, you know, he's getting picked on defensively at Kentucky too. But one of the things that he would like to do is that when he would get beat off the dribble, he had a way of just like sneaking in and grabbing the basketball from an opponent. It's harder to do that in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So he just got to kind of learn and get his feet wet and continue to just kind of take the lumps basically as a rookie in this league. But ultimately, he'll be fine. His skill set fits perfectly for what they need. It's just not going to be one of those things where right away he's a star.
Yeah.
I do wonder, though, if you know, that kind of feeling of having too much on his plate is eased, or like the idea of knowing when to shoot and feeling comfortable is eased, if his role is simplified to, hey, when you're out there, catch and shoot, as opposed to when you're out there, distribute and get other people involved. And if you are able to move him into that role, what then does it look like, you know, with another ball handler? Is it just Jalen Green then becoming your secondary ball handler and trusting him to initiate offense?
Well, I think that's why when he would first come into games, he would be on the floor with VanVleet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that way that he could kind of ease his way into the game. He would not have to take over that primary ball handling role until, you know, he had played 4 or 5 minutes. And even, you know, VanVleet wouldn't play the whole first quarter, but VanVleet would come out and Jalen Green would come in. And mm-hmm. so, again, it's kind of Green taking hold of the offense. Then once the second quarter would start, they would get Cam Whitmore in there, and it would be Shepherd by himself running the offense, and he would only have to do it for a few minutes.
To me, the more intriguing thing, and I mentioned this with Reggie and B. Scott yesterday, is the Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün sort of dynamic. Like, awesome, you know, with Jalen Green, what we've seen so far. B. Scott saying he expects him to be an all-star, but, you know, getting them to mesh is just not happening right now.
Yeah, it's been strange. You look that first game, and I think it's more Şengün than anything else. Mm-hmm. And I think that he has not been nearly, I don't know what his shooting percentage is for the season, but he hasn't been very efficient at all. Like, you look at that first half of that first game, he was the best player on the floor, and he mm-hmm. was the best player on the floor by a pretty wide margin. And then he's kind of fallen off here the last few games. I don't know if it's just been a matchup thing where playing against Victor Wembanyama and just the size and the length that comes with that, if that's kind of disrupted him a little bit. I mean, he had plenty of success against Wembanyama last year when he had the 40-point game against him. So I don't know exactly what it is. I don't think it's a Green versus Şengün thing. I just think that for whatever...
But they do have to mesh.
Yeah.
You have to run through someone.
Yeah, and I think that they ultimately will... I need to look and see just like what the post-up numbers are for Şengün. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like they are running as many, but they're going to double every single post-up, and then he's got to be able to make the right decision. A lot of times he has, and they've got to be able to make those shots. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple just like wide open looks from three that they missed off of Şengün double teams against the Spurs on Monday. They got to be able to make those shots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, they get going again on Thursday, tomorrow, funny enough, during the course of Sunday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Thursday Night Football. They'll also be playing the Mavs at the same time. I just want to hit you with the baseball spo. I don't want to neglect that part of you. Have you been watching this World Series, and have you been entertained by it? Because I know that locally there's been folks that have had a hard time getting into it with just two teams that you despise, but I found myself enjoying the baseball.
I didn't watch last night. I thought that the first game was unbelievable and one of the best games that you'll ever see. Saturday's game, game two, where the Yankees did get the bases loaded in the ninth inning, I thought that was a really fun finish. The game on the Freddie Freeman stuff has just been incredible. It's been a fun World Series just because of kind of the aesthetics of it. Mm-hmm. You know, last year you're playing, all the World Series games are basically played in an airport hangar in Phoenix and in Arlington. Like, it's just those aren't fun stadiums to look at.
Yeah.
It's domes and they're just like very plain. And then you get to Dodger Stadium where the game starts and the sky is blue.
Yeah.
You get the I Love LA.
It's about the aesthetics.
Yeah. You get the I Love LA after the Freeman homer, which is a real, I love that.
Yeah. And the logos, let's be honest.
Yeah, the jerseys and the logos are great. I think Joe Davis has been really, really good in this series. So I've enjoyed the series. It's a weird series just because of how the teams play. You know, with the starting pitching and some of the reliever stuff. So I've enjoyed this series. You know, I get some not everybody's going to, but today's a big game, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Yankees can send this back to LA, then that changes things quite a bit.
And I've got to get my my weekly. The Indiana Hoosiers are going to blow it.
12 Windiana coming at you.
The Indiana Hoosiers are going to blow it because Adam Spillane take.
Well, I mean,
the undefeated, your alma mater, near and dear to you, with all the doubt that
soon
you still
to be
have.
Big Ten champion.
No, he doubts him. He doubts him every week.
I said I don't really want us to be in the Big Ten championship game because that's an opportunity to lose.
And opportunity to lose.
Well, I don't want to play Oregon. Basically,
fair enough.
I would rather be 11-1 and not have to play Oregon than be 12-1 and have to lose to Oregon. You know, it's
go
just,
team.
Yeah, here we go. Sorry here. But I look at they did the ESPN thing yesterday, and I guess they just did it by the AP poll, which was so stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, we're 13th in the AP poll, undefeated in the Big Ten. What, Texas is 7th?
Yeah.
With a loss to Georgia at home?
Mm-hmm.
No good.
See, you're coming around.
They have any,
you're coming around.
Does Texas have any good wins? Notre Dame is above us. Why exactly? They lost at home to Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
So how is Notre Dame ahead of Indiana right now? Explain this to me.
All right. See, this is encouraging.
There it is.
This is encouraging.
There it is.
Bring back the BCS.
All it took was what? Nine weeks?
Give me the Jeff Sagrin ratings again.
There you go. He's ready. He's ready for 12 Windiana. His name is Adam Spillane. Catch him on the H-Town Hoops podcast. I know you guys recorded a new podcast just yesterday, correct?
No, I think we're going to tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, okay. So I'm off.
I take that back. I think we're going to do it today.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. So check that out. H-Town Hoops, wherever you get your podcast free, and with our guys, Adam Spillane and B. Scott. Adam, you're not Brandon. First of all, and secondly, appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time.
I'll see y'all later.
There you go. Yeah. That's Adam Spillane. Baseball Spo, basketball Spo, giving us that real.
I love his hate and doubt. Right here I just love his Radio hate and doubt so much.
I mean, that's how you know he's a real
surly,
fan.
He's a surly type.
Because that's fandom down to a T, right? Where you can say, looking at a 9-win team, so possibly could be an undefeated team. Like, I just don't want them to go to the championship. Could lose.
You play in the Big Ten. It's the best conference in America.
That's real fandom stuff happening.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All right.
Home of the defending national champion.
There you go.
Screw the SEC.
Yeah.
Big Ten, baby.
We got two Big Teners in here. All right. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including Aaron Rodgers has apparently the fountain of youth. Let's see if Aaron Rodgers can help us all out next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.